Tell me what you do at your seminars. How do you conduct them?
Well, usually what we do is on Friday nights, we're open to the public. I believe there's usually a $39 fee. And what I've been doing on radio shows, and I'm afraid to even do this because your audience is so huge, but we've been letting people, if they mention the show, if they say that they heard it on, you know, Coast to Coast, George Drury, we'll let them in no charge, you know, with their friends. But it is best, because there are capacities, that they call. We can only guarantee a seat if we have their name. If they show up at the door, there may be a chance that they're turned away if we're full. So don't get upset with us, please. And what we'll do there is I'll give the history of how this work came about. You know, not the way we walked into it, because a lot of your audience already knows it, but the actual, you know, detailed history of how this came about and demonstrated itself. Theory and understanding, and go over some of the research, what we've discovered there and how some of the tests were run. And then we take volunteers from the audience and do demonstrations of the healings, because until you see it, you don't know that it exists for real. Until you see how people's eyes begin to move and their fingers and their feet and their bodies change and what happens, until you see a person who had maybe rheumatoid arthritis in her hands and her knuckles are all deformed and she hasn't been able to make a fist for the past 40 years, all of a sudden without pain get full or almost full use back of her hands. Until you see it, you don't know. Then the most difficult part for me is to, for people to believe, or for me to convey, however you want to look at it, is the concept that within 2 days, you know, within just taking the Saturday and Sunday weekend, they'll be able to do the very same things that I am. It's people's willingness to walk through their fear or insecurity or test that determines who shows up. And everyone learns suddenly that here it is. Once you interact with it, you have it.
Well, what is, for you, the most profound case that you've handled that just you still shake your head over, let's say?
Honestly, and don't take me wrong, because this is not about you, it's about the question. I'm asked this question, as you can understand, every time.
Sure.
And the fact is, I don't have the answer you're looking for. The most profound healing that's taken place has been the most recent one, or the one that's most in my consciousness at the moment you ask.
As they occur.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's a miracle? We think of a miracle as something that doesn't happen. Oh, my God, it's a miracle. It never happens. And then when something starts happening every day, we forget that it's a miracle that's happening every day.
It's like the miracle of a baby. It's every baby.
It's every day. It's nonetheless the miracle. So whether it's a cerebral palsy, you know, the cerebral palsy children are able to get up and walk and do, I mean, that was just an extra, I think, last year. They brought a five-year-old child of actually a very prominent Austin MD and his wife, who's a nurse, on to show that this child, who was only able to walk on his toes because the heels wouldn't go down to the ground, very classic cerebral palsy, he was scheduled for surgery for that, wasn't able to speak, wasn't able to stand without pulling himself up on furniture and holding onto tabletops and walls, and the arms were suspended, you know, where the forearms run kind of parallel to the ground so that the hands droop in that classic palsy style. After one session, the child was able not only to walk without leaning onto anything, but to run. His speech only had monosyllabic sounds to them, like something similar to words and maybe a few words. His speech became so clear and his movement that the speech therapist and his physical therapist both took the seminars to learn how to do this, as did his parents and other doctors that they know. The reality is, what's the most impressive healing? What's the most shocking or startling or wonderful healing? It's the one that's happening right there. It's the one that's in your heart at that moment.
Good for you. Let's take some fast blast questions for you, Eric, and then next hour we'll just take some phone calls. Therese from Fort Wayne, Indiana, wants to know if this technique is similar or differs from Reiki.
This takes you beyond technique. It's actually a state of doing. You don't need to send healing frequencies anymore, because this is so comprehensive that it's actually just present. So it incorporates all of Reiki and Jin Shin and Jure, whether you've studied it, whether you haven't. Once you carry this, you have this ability, and yet you need do nothing but be present with it. As a matter of fact, one thing that the researchers recognized was so different about this work is that energy, as we know, becomes weaker with distance. As we do this work, starting maybe even, you know, 6 inches, let's say, away from a person, and once you tune in and feel this, if you begin to draw back 1 foot, 25 feet, 60 feet, you see the body, the person responding more and more strongly. This increases with distance, which is the opposite of what we've had in energy, because now we have the fuller spectrum of energy, light, and information.